Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, December 29, 2025, through Friday, January 2, 2026. Monday, December 29, 2025. FBI San Francisco warns of scams targeting holiday shoppers and charitable donors. The FBI is alerting the public to an increased risk of scams that exploit the season's generosity and high online shopping activity. Criminals use deceptive websites, fake charity solicitations, phony listings for in-demand goods, and gift card payment requests ruses to steal customers' money and personal information. According to FBI Special Agent in Charge, Sanjay Vermani, pause before you pay. Confirm before you click, and report suspicious activity. Your vigilance is the best defense against criminals trying to turn holiday generosity into someone's easy payday. The FBI has identified several common scams that are prevalent during the holiday season, including online shopping scams, fraudulent websites or ads offering goods at unrealistic discounts, items purchased through third-party marketplaces using stolen credit cards or accounts. Charity scams. Fake charities soliciting donations through phone calls, emails, crowdfunding platforms, and social media. Copycat organizations. Mimicking legitimate charities to steal funds. Fraudsters use websites and social media posts that offer working from home for holiday cash. Non-delivery scams. Goods or services paid online that are never received. Gift card scams. Scammers requesting gift card purchases for alleged emergencies, work-related functions, or as payment. Tampered cards with compromised security stickers or altered barcodes. Social media scams. Posts offering fake gift cards or event tickets designed to steal personal information. Fraudsters duplicating ticket barcodes for resale. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. Minneapolis nonprofit director charged with fraud. Tony Robinson of Minneapolis, Minnesota, was indicted and charged with 5 counts of wire fraud and conspiracy offenses for Robinson's alleged participation in a fraud scheme with Tara Z. Elamin Champion. Robinson was the operations director at Encouraging Leaders, a Minneapolis-based nonprofit organization founded and led by Champion. Champion used the organization to submit fraudulent grant applications and progress reports to government and private grant programs, then misused substantial portions of the grant funding. Participants in the scheme, including Champion and Robinson, retained grant funds for themselves. Champion and Robinson defrauded the United States Department of Justice, Hennepin County, the City of Minneapolis, the Minnesota Department of Education, the Minnesota Department of Human Service, the Minnesota State Arts Board, and others. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2025. Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. Doctor sentenced to 7 years in prison for $24 million Medicare fraud. Dr. Alexander Baldonado was sentenced to 7 years in prison for causing the submission of over $24 million in fraudulent claims to Medicare for medically unnecessary laboratory tests and orthotic braces. He was also ordered to pay $2,210,000 $384 in restitution. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Baldonado of Queens received tens of thousands of dollars in illegal cash kickbacks and bribes in exchange for ordering laboratory tests that were billed to Medicare by two laboratories located in New York. As part of the scheme, Baldonado authorized hundreds of cancer genetic tests for Medicare beneficiaries who attended COVID-19 testing events at assisting living facilities, adult daycare centers, and a retirement community in 2020, Baldonado was not treating any of the patients who attended the testing events, and in many cases, did not speak to or examine the patients prior to ordering cancer genetic tests and other laboratory tests for them. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. Thursday, January 1st, 2026. Former Madera County Welfare Benefits employee arrested for improperly using other people's identities to steal benefits. Leticia Mariscal was arrested on charges that she stole tens of thousands of dollars worth of other people's CalFresh benefits during a multi-year scheme. CalFresh is a financial assistance program that provides qualified California residents with monetary benefits they can use to buy food. According to court records, between December 2020 and April 2025, Mariscal improperly used county databases to which she had access through her job to obtain identifying information for individuals who were elderly or deceased. She then secretly approved these individuals to receive CalFresh benefits, printed EBT cards in their names with the benefits deposited thereon, and spent the proceeds. All defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2025. Friday, January 2nd, 2026. California man who operated call centers that falsely claimed to help distressed homeowners sentenced to 10 years in prison. Mohamed Zafranchi, a.k.a. Mike, the operator of a web of boiler room type call centers, was sentenced to 10 years in prison for defrauding nearly 1,000 distressed homeowners facing foreclosure, announced U.S. Attorney Charles Neil Floyd. Zafranchi was convicted following a weeks-long trial of all 12 federal charges he faced: conspiracy to commit wire fraud, 5 counts of money laundering, and obstruction of justice. According to U.S. Attorney Floyd, the defendant lined his pockets with some $2.6 million while preying on vulnerable homeowners. Of the more than 900 victims, many lost their homes to foreclosure and all were in worse financial shape due to the help his company never provided. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, U.S. Attorney's Office, 2025. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th Edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.